Heart of Harkoon, a fantasy adventure in 6 episodes written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson. The Heart of Harkoon, Episode 3.
Sit down, boy, sit down.
Morning, Master Baroneth.
And how are you this morning, young Xander?
Oh, fine, thank you, Master. Now, Arcos had just used the charm of exorcism on Shazir. Shazir, who had possessed Laerys' body, that is.
Ah, yes, yes, of course, the charm. You seem keen to get on with the story.
The thing is, Master, did the charm work?
All right, I shall continue. So, the charm had been spoken. Our 4 heroes ran up to Laerys, who lay dying on the floor of the catacombs.
Laerys! Laerys!
I am me again.
Laerys! Laerys! No, I've killed him! I've killed him!
No, Arcos, you haven't. A vile possession like that always kills the host body.
Oh, it's all my fault.
Boy, I know how you feel. I know just how you feel. But take comfort from Alvisa's words. He would have died anyway. His death is not your fault.
And Shazir, is he dead too?
Alas, not.
Well, where is he then?
His soul will have returned to his own body by now. But he will be weak. Very weak.
At least he didn't take the staff.
We must still protect it. We must...
Katja!
She's fainted!
It's a miracle she made it this far. Let's get out of these catacombs. I'll take poor Laerys.
Arcos, help me carry Alvisa.
Boy, you did well.
Dear me, how foolish I was to have doubted the power of the sacred staff. Poor, poor Laerys. He was a good man and shall be sorely missed. Who, did you say, possessed him?
Shazir.
Shazir. I shall remember that name. And, Arcos, I understand we have you to thank for saving this staff for the monastery. Where did you learn such impressive sorcery? I thought you were but a novice.
Well, of course, appearances can deceive. There is always water in the prickliest cactus.
Absolutely.
But actually, the 2 spells I cast, I learnt in your library from a most extraordinary book. I don't know if you've read it, Abbott.
If I knew the title, I would know if I had read it.
Good point. Well, the title is, it's called, what was it called? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I'll tell you something else that's rather interesting. Once upon a time, there were 4 artifacts, and this is extraordinary. Each of them created by our old friend, the Archmage Kishar. There was the amulet, obviously your amulet of Ravain, Vanna. A staff, this one here, I expect. A net, though Elnir knows where that is. And a grimoire.
What's a grimoire?
You don't know what a grimoire is? It's a book, a special book. Anyway, once upon a time, these 4 artifacts were used together. But then, and it doesn't say why, they were separated from each other. Now, my theory is, Shazir is trying to get them back together again.
Why?
That's the question. What happens when all 4 artifacts are brought together? That's the question.
Of course, you have done sterling work. Now, tell me, how is Alvisa?
She will be fine. She's asleep at the moment.
She refuses to lie down and die, doesn't she?
She has a will of iron.
Indeed, she has. And tell me also, what are your plans?
The important thing is to prevent Shazir ever getting hold of this staff, so we should take it with us.
I'm sorry, but we cannot allow that.
Besides, Arcos, we'd be the target for every robber and relic hunter in the land.
But we could use it to cure the plague.
The staff belongs to this monastery. I forbid it. Besides, you don't really believe it has any power, do you? It's all superstitious nonsense.
But you just said a little while ago that...
I say this. I say we travel light. We seek out Shazir, we kill him, we take back my amulet.
No, what we do is we stay here and guard the staff. As long as he doesn't have the 4 artifacts, if what you read is true, Arcos, we're safe.
Kadar, that...
Friends, what would Alvisa advise?
Take the staff.
Stay.
Go.
I'm inclined to think she would favour Vanna's idea. Shazir is severely weakened now and won't return to the monastery for some time yet. If you could beat him to one of the other artifacts, you'll be one step ahead of him.
We already have beaten him to one of them, the staff.
What good is there in waiting here whilst he collects all the other artifacts and recovers his strength? Think what power he may have when he possesses 3 of the 4 artifacts. He may prove prove invincible, then. No, you must go immediately.
Good point, but still, perhaps we should stay here a couple more days, till Alvisa recovers. Then we'll ask her advice.
Any delay could be fatal.
Listen, for once in your life, Kadar, we must press on now.
And besides, you have nothing to worry about as far as the staff is concerned. I will appoint 2 more trusted keykeepers, and until then be personally responsible for both the staff and the keys. Now come, let's place the sacred staff in the reliquary.
So, tell me, which artifact will you go after next?
Why do you want to know?
Idle curiosity.
I think we'll wait until Alvisa wakes and ask her advice.
Very wise, very wise. What a woman she is. What a fine woman she is. Here we are, the reliquary. Before you go, my friends, you shall see the staff secure in the reliquary once more.
Look, is Alvisa comfortable back there?
She's fine, Vanna. You know, we really should have taken the staff with us, I tell you.
Can we talk about something else for a change?
Well, you saw how the plague had ravaged that village, didn't you? A sorcerer with my skill could have waved that staff and cured a lot of them. Kadar, Vanna, you're both wrong. And when Alvisa wakes, she will tell you so.
Well, then let's just wait for Alvisa to wake, shall we?
Tell me, how did the abbot know that Shazia would be severely weakened by his possession of Leos?
I don't know. We probably told him. No, it's just madness not using the staff when it's there to be used.
But we didn't tell him.
Pure madness. I mean, with that staff, I could have strode through the land, healing all who came to me in pain and sorrow, making them feel as though...
And the first edict of Elnir, O guardians of the sacred staff, O great guardians of the sacred staff, be still and let thy servant pass.
Who intones the rites of passage?
It is I, the Lord Abbot, Keeper of the Keys.
We serve the Keeper of the Keys. You may pass.
There it is. There it is.
Var! Beloved Var, come! I have the staff of Keesha! Quick! I cannot possess this body much longer! Var!
You did well, Arcos. Very well.
Thank you, Alvisa. It's really extraordinary how well we're doing, isn't it?
What does Shazia want with these objects? What does he want?
Alvisa, I think we should leave this plagued area as soon as possible.
Yes, quite. But the question is, where should we go next?
Alvisa?
Well, the net of Kishar is said to lie in the land of roots and clouds.
Where is that?
Beyond the edge of the world.
You mean beyond the edge of the world?
Yes, in Anakar, the realm of shadows.
Well, there's no point in trying for that. What about this, what's his name?
Grimoire?
The Grimoire of Hidden Knowledge is said to lie somewhere in the citadel of Velis Corrin.
Yes, I've heard of it. In the country of Sakara.
The citadel of Velis Corrin? Isn't that the stronghold of the Knights of the Northern Shield?
It is.
And the citadel, where is it?
It stands astride the Pass of Eagles in the far north of Sakara, and guards against the ferocious tribes of the Great Steppes.
May I suggest that as we know where the Grimoire is, we go after the net first?
So, we're all agreed?
Yes, yes.
The citadel it is, then.
Oh, my beloved Shazia. It breaks my heart to see you so weakened.
It took all my powers to deflect the full force of the charm of exorcism and to possess that wretched amulet. But I shall recover soon.
Those 4, they are proving troublesome.
Yes.
Could you not possess that bear sark, Kadar, and use him to kill the others?
I'm too weak now.
Are you sure you want her dead?
If she is in my way, she must die. But enough talk of them. Remember, we have the amulet and the staff, and they have nothing.
Yes, and now we must take the grimoire. Can I not help this time, my beloved? Let me find it. You are too weak to possess another living body. I shall go myself.
Oh, dear, dear Var. For me, you are prepared to breach the impregnable defenses of the citadel of Velis Corrin.
battle your way through 5,000 of Sakara's famous knights, yes, said to be the best warriors in the world. Yes. Find then where the grimoire is hidden, a feat no one has yet accomplished. Yes. Take it and return to me unharmed. All this you would do for me.
All that and more.
Oh, my beloved. And there is no need.
What will you do then?
I shall take the citadel by force.
Oh, how?
Even as we speak, the tribes of the great steppes are massing to strike against it.
But these tribes will fail, as they have always done.
But they haven't had my help before.
Oh, what are you planning, my cunning Shazir?
The staff of Kishar enables the wielder to open dimensional gateways between the planes, and the amulet to locate the denizens of those planes. I, Shazir, will open a portal to the Deadlands at Elin Hill, an ancient battle site far, where warriors beyond number were slain. And there, I shall raise an army of undead warriors to serve me. And so shall the citadel of Velis Corin fall.
Oh, can we please go now? This village gives me the creeps.
In a minute. This inn used to have the best ale in the province.
But what if we catch the plague?
Stop worrying. There's no one here to give it to us. Anyway, I used to come here with your father.
Really?
Where have they put it? Don't tell me they've taken it with them.
We can't spend all day looking for ale, Kadar.
Bye, T&I. It's the Golden Brotherhood of the Questing Heroes.
Hail to thee, friends. Ah, Kadar, it pleases my heart to gaze upon you once again. How dost thou?
I'm fine, Tilbani. You?
At this present juncture in my destiny, I am well. May I introduce you? Beside me stands Ratalak Runweaver, Supreme Mage of the 15th Circle.
15th Circle?
And wielder of the Enchanted Rings of Garanda.
The Enchanted Rings?
And this is Narias Flameroth, Mendicant High Priest of Ilnir the Sky God and the Righteous Smiter of all evil.
Ilnir crushes all evil in his iron fist.
And I am Til Ba'ani, the Undefeated, Paladin Knight of T&I, the God of War, wielder of the Holy Sword of Rubilax, and Chief Spokesperson for the Golden Ones. Hail!
Hail! Well, you know who I am. This is Alvisa.
Alvisa, the wise woman of the forest of Arvel, the nine runic sage who...
You got the right one. This is Vanna Ravain.
Lady Ravain, rightful thane of Gorlor, she who should be wearing Kishar's amulet, the one who...
That's her, and this is Arkos.
Ah. So, are you embarked upon a quest?
I suppose you could say that, have you?
Indeed, we are. Are we not the Golden Brotherhood of Questing Heroes?
Huzzah!
We seek an evil band of bandits who by chance stumble upon one of the nine caskets of the Elder Gods. With this casket, they have commanded plague itself to do their dastardly bidding. Whilst plague spreads pestilence across the land, they plunder and pillage without pity the poor people. We intend to stop them and return the casket to its rightful home.
Bravo, noble heroes! We too are on a quest, though it's almost over, thanks to me. You see,
ours too is almost finished. Once we have slain the bandit leader and been showered with gifts from the grateful populace, we must away on another quest. It seems that the dark demons of Gimpatu are plotting the end of the world in alliance with the Spike Kraks of Chilpakia. We have no time to lose.
The Spike Kraks, did you say?
Yes, they will soon feel our wrath. Come, noble Ratalak. Come, brave Narias. We must away.
Three knights of might do fight the blight and put to flight dark evil's might. Farewell!
Farewell! Friends, I have just remembered. If you are bereft of a quest, there is something we three golden ones have not the time to investigate.
Oh, what's that then?
The sacred staff of Arnholm has been stolen from the monastery and the abbot has been murdered.
What?
Your pardon, sweet princess. The sacred staff of Arnholm...
Yes, we heard. Thanks.
But the lady didn't.
Goodbye, Tilbayani.
Fare thee well, fellow adventurers.
So Shazia got the staff after all.
We haven't got any time to lose.
No, Abbot, he was possessed as well.
And to imagine I told him all about the four artifacts.
I think Shazia might have known about those already, Arkos.
Oh.
Akadar, have you got your ale?
No.
Would you like us to wait while you find some?
That won't be necessary, Vanna. Come on.
And so on they travelled. They left the plagued province of Waylak behind them and made their way across the golden wheat plains of Golnir. On and on till they came to the River Grim, sometimes called the River of Souls. Crossing the river brought them into the country of Sokara.
Why is the River Grim sometimes called the River of Souls?
Some say the source of the river starts in the dream world, Anakar, the Shadowlands.
Is it true?
We'll find out. So the four travelled into Sokara, then one of the most powerful nations in Harkuna. But the further north they travelled, the more there seemed to be evidence of war. Ravaged farms, burnt crops, fleeing peasants, columns of soldiers, distant columns of smoke. And then, one day, not far from the citadel itself, as they were passing the forest of Laron, north of the town of Karan Baru, suddenly...
We're being attacked! Quick, faster!
Faster!
By T and I, it's a raiding party from the Horde of the Thundering Skies, by the look of them.
Who? We'll fight to the death.
Death? What do you mean?
We'll never outrun them in this cast, and they outnumber us 10 to 1.
They're shooting arrows at us!
Stop! Stop!
What a way to die! What a stupid way to die!
Hagar!
What?
I want to apologize!
What?
We should have been friends!
What was that?
I said...
What is it, boy? Where are you hit?
It's my leg, it's my leg!
Where? Show me, where?
Cramp! I've got cramp!
Arcos, Arcos, before we die, I must tell you something.
More horsemen from over there!
It's the Sokaran cavalry! We're saved!
Oh, my leg!
Arcos was right. They were saved. The Sokaran cavalry, better equipped, quickly drove away the raiding party, and within minutes the four were being invited back to dine with the captain of the Sokaran force, one Barand Hostur.
You. More wine?
I think I've had enough, actually.
Lady Vanna, more wine.
No, thank you.
I'll have some.
Does our wine not please you, my lady?
I've seen what wine can do to a person.
Yeah. So, you're after the grimoire, then?
Yes, we are.
Yes, well, people swear it's in the citadel, but the strange thing is no one's ever seen it.
How curious.
Yes, perfectly frank, some of us doubt its existence.
Still, we must go there.
Oh. Woman of determination, I see. Well, if you insist on going, I shall assign a squadron of our best lancers to escort you up. I would hate to see your pretty little face, my lady, disfigured by savages who rape our land.
I would prefer it, Captain, if...
Tell me, Captain, what are the warriors of the Horde of the Thundering Skies doing so far south?
Oh, do you believe it? All those barbarians in the great steppes have plans to take the citadel of Veliskorin.
Are they organized?
As far as they ever could be organized, they've found some leader, apparently, who's united the warring tribes of the Horde under his banner, and they soon intend to strike at the citadel.
And those raiding parties?
Oh, we're trying to disrupt our supply lines, but we're getting the better of them. You. More wine for the guests.
But will the citadel hold?
Oh, no, no. We have 5,000 of the finest knights in the world. Of course it'll hold.
Her name is Alvisa.
Sweet princess, you should thank me. We are the front line, holding back the barbarians and the man-beasts of Nerech from descending upon your little thanedom.
I'm so sorry, master.
You stupid slave. What madness led me to buy you? Get up, you worm. Deal with you later.
What were we saying? You know something, Cador?
What's that?
If Vanna was mine, I wouldn't let her go on a journey so perilous. Let's get into you, man.
Us is our own mistress can look after herself.
And can talk for herself, too. Thank you, Cador.
Oh, Vanna. All they say of you is true and mourn.
Get off me, you
pig! I want... I was going to offer troops to escort you, but a group that has a stinking Nairuni in it, and a woman who doesn't know her place, and an old drunk, and a nobody doesn't deserve my help. Go on, get out!
We'll be pleased to leave.
Doesn't he know who I am?
Corporal! Corporal! Come here!
Sir!
Take a message to Commander Orin at the Citadel. 4 people are travelling to the Citadel.
And so, by the staff and eye of Kisha, I call upon you, Nazil
Lord of the lands of the dead, master of Nastrond and wanderer of the shore of corpses, release to me the souls of those long departed, those slain in battle at this place, the field of Elendil. Take and taste this life's blood I shed for you. I have made the sacrifices. I have observed the rites. The watcher at the gates of death has been propitiated. Hear me, Nazil, you who sit upon the throne of skulls. Hear me, Shazir, necromancer supreme. Yes, yes, good. Rise. Yes, rise for me, O army of the living dead. Rise. Yes.
I am Chai, general of the Legion of the White Wolf. Do you hear your summons? To the wielder of the powers of the dead and holder of the star, we are forever bound in loyal service. What are your orders, dread lord?
We march on the citadel of Velis Corrin!
Great wizard, I don't understand what is so important about the citadel of Velis Corrin.
Tell me, Xander, do you know of the Spine of Harkoon, a mountain range that divides the whole of Harkuna from east to west?
I've heard of it.
Well, the baronies, including Gorlois, Golnir and Sokara, lie to the south, whilst the Great Steps lie to the north. There is only one way through this range.
And that's the Pass of Eagles.
Very good. And the citadel of Velis Corrin, sometimes known as the Shield of the North, guards that pass. On the top of a steep hill, the citadel soars skyward. One side commands the pass, the other drops sheer and unassailable to a chasm that roars with the rapids of the River Grim. For over 1,000 years it has stood there, impregnable, mighty. Its huge, many-towered ramparts, made from white stone hewn from quarries deep within the spine of Harkoon, glisten in the sun. North, beyond the pass, lie the great steps, and beyond that, the peaks at the edge of the world.
I would love to journey to that citadel.
Perhaps one day you will, Xander. Anyway, the four were surprised to see how easy their journey had been to this fabled fortress. There'd been no more raiders, and the citadel was still unbesieged when they arrived. Soon they stood before Orin, the grand commander of the Knights of the Northern Shield.
So, I understand you are in search of the Grimoire.
How did you know that, Commander Orin?
Lady Vanna Ravaine, news travels fast in this part of the world. I have to confess that I myself am unconvinced of the existence of the Grimoire, but still, I offer you the freedom of the Citadel to search for it.
That is most civil of you.
Indeed. I suggest you start in the Tower of Kishar.
What tower?
The Citadel of Velis Corrin was built around the original construction, the Tower of Kishar, abandoned by the Archmage some time in the dim past. You know what they say of the Grimoire.
What?
That should the Grimoire be taken out of the citadel will fall.
Well, that's what is said of the Amulet of Ravaine.
I myself do not believe a word of it. Castles fall when soldiers fail.
We expected to find you under siege.
Any day now, so I'm told by my scouts. Their forces are uncommonly united, it appears, and are mustering just north of the pass. When they do finally decide to strike, I look forward to entertaining you with a tour of the citadel in action. And talking of action, Princess Vanna, I have news for you. News from Castle Ravaine.
What news?
Not good, I'm afraid. Apparently it is lapsing into anarchy, and all the surrounding barons are vying with each other for control.
I see.
So sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings. Lady Vanna, Alfisa, Kadar,
Arkos.
Of course. Friends, I offer you our most cordial welcome. We have set aside quarters for you, and once you are settled there, if you would join me for dinner, I would be most honored.
Commander, it would be a great pleasure.
All stand for the Captain General elect of all the free peoples of the Northern Alliance, Beladai, Khan of the Clan of the Broken Spear, and Great Khan of the Clans of the Thundering Skies.
My friends, greetings. To business. I would like to hear your battle plans. Soltis, You who represent the Nirunianese councils, what have you to report?
We have reviewed our position, Beladai, and we Niruni are confident that we can block the enchantments of the Citadel's sorcerers.
That means, then, that you can stop their sorcerers from spying out our plans and movements?
It does!
And the other matter?
Yes, Beladai, one of us was brave enough to risk his life. He has entered the Citadel masquerading as a slave. He is, this very moment, searching for the Grimoire of Hidden Knowledge.
And whether the prophecy is true or not, to lose the Grimoire would deal a fatal blow to the morale of those within the Citadel. Good. Marak Manda, Warlord of the Trow, your report.
We of the Trow are ready. You know we can't operate in the light of day, but already we've begun digging. Soon we'll bring in the Earthbreakers, then we'll tunnel beneath the walls and bring them tumbling down.
You're confident you can do this?
Are we not the Delvers, the people of the mines? We have always lived underground.
Thank you. And now, Lek, your report.
By the great Argon, I must insist you address me in the correct fashion, Captain General Elect and Great Khan.
My apologies. Lek, Wing Warrior Chief of the Mannequin People, Suzerain of the Eyries of the High Pinnacles, may your pinions never tire and your Eyries never fall. Your report.
May your livestock never want for grazeland. My report. I have divided our forces into two flights of wing warriors, one armed with javelins, one armed with firepots. We shall assault the Citadel from the air.
My most profuse thanks, O Cloudwalker. Now, Captain Thessai of the Clans, your report.
Well, three of the clans have been sent south to strip the land of food and prevent any reinforcements being sent. The rest of the clan have been assigned as assault troops. As soon as the walls begin to crumble, we will strike under the cover of the siege engines so kindly constructed by our friends the Trow.
Good. Good. So, we are all prepared.
Yes.
Friends, soon our oppressors will be no more. The slavers, the despoilers will suffer the vengeance of the free people.
Hey!
Tomorrow, at dawn, we march on the Citadel of Velis Farin. Hey!
For 2 days, the four searched the Citadel from top to bottom, but found no trace of the Grimoire. They spent most of their time in the Tower of Kishar, which... Oh dear, we were just getting to a rather interesting part of the story. Oh, well, there's always next week.
But, Master, you can't stop now.
This is a teaching guild, not a house of entertainment, Xander, and you have work to do. Now, run along.
Yes, Master.
Next week, Xander, the entertainment continues.
That was episode 3 of The Heart of Harkoon, in which you heard Clarence Smith, Robert Portal, Emma Fielding, Melanie Hudson, Edward Kelsey, Crawford Logan, Liz Whiting, Trevor Peacock, Teresa Stretfield, and Francis Thompson. The Heart of Harkoon is written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson and directed by Peter Hutchings.